God, you guys are my favorite.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen with guest host Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Atlanta would be tough. The only con of going back home is just people hitting my phone like crazy.
What are you willing to share about your quarterback plans?
We are definitely in the quarterback hunting business. And we got to go out. We got to find ways to acquire them. You know the ways we can do it.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network reporter Stacey Dales. Coming up, Emmy-nominated host of The Rich Eisen Show, Rich Eisen. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hey, everybody. Susie Schuster here on The Rich Eisen Show. Thrilled to be sitting in for Rich. I'm sitting here booking Pete Thamel. So he is going to call in the next hour, zoom in the next hour. Guys, I'm busy over here. I'm a mom. I'm multitasking. I'm doing many things. My kid's asking me if he can have 23andMe. I'm like, honey, I'm on the air. Can we talk about this after school? Trying to book Pete, trying to get him the Zoom info.
23andMe, bad idea. They're stealing your data.
Is that right?
Come on.
Yeah. It's known.
Also, I'm like, aren't you in school? Why are you asking me for this? Like, go away. I'm working.
Because someone else is talking about it?
Mom's working, okay? So, like, beat it. Hi, everybody. Thrilled to be here with you on the Roku channel. Love being in the seat when Rich is out. Brought the guys some breakfast. Did the other guys bring you breakfast? I don't think so.
Never.
Whatever.
The other guys meaning Rich?
Or like Andrew or
Andrew,
like who
Andrew
else
has
the fill ins?
Did they bring stuff? Now that we shamed him, Andrew brings stuff.
We shamed him into bringing stuff.
Because moms take care of the people in the room, people. Yeah.
Appreciate you.
844-204 Rich is the number. I'm a little pingy this morning. Like, I love taking the calls. Call in. We got time. We got time to talk to you, and I want to hear what's on your mind. But first, Chris, you got some report cards out. Could you share with us? I went from talking about my kid texting during class. They might want to look into that. Can you share some NFL report cards, please?
The NFL report cards. So this is something that's been kind of fun the last couple of years. It's the NFL Players Association. They do these kind of team by team, anonymous poll and report card on all these different categories, treatment of families, the food and cafeteria, the nutritionist and dietitian on the team, locker room, training staff, weight room, strength coaches, team travel, head coach, and ownership overall, what grade you would give. So each player fills out this survey for the team that they're on. Now, some of these are hilarious. So when you look at some of the best teams in the league, now, last year, I think this kind of went viral because the Cardinals were just dead last in everything. And kind of that came out that they were making them buy their own food in the cafeteria.
What do you mean buy their own food in the cafeteria? That's insane.
It would literally have, it was like in Moneyball where they had to buy their own soda, the A's. It was like the Cardinal players had to buy their own food in the cafeteria. So some of the report cards, okay. The best teams in the NFL, top to bottom, are the Dolphins and the Vikings in terms of all these criteria that I said. The worst, and this was surprising, TJ, Cardinals, F, they're on the list. They were last year, obviously. The Chiefs were an F-.
The Chiefs got an F-.
The Chiefs got an F-. The Steelers got an F.
Why?
The Bucks got a D-.
What?
Panthers, D, and the Patriots were a D+. Those were the bottom.
Well, the whole year was in the bottom. So there you go.
Like the Chiefs got a D+ in nutrition. Weird. A C+ in weight room. What else do we got here? Their strength staff, they got an A-. A D+ in training room and a D- in training staff. They got a D- in locker room. So basically, like, luckily, they have an A++++ in Patrick Mahomes. Otherwise, how are they doing it, Chris? How are you, like, so low in all of these key points? Does this prove that you don't need a lot of pomp and circumstance to win the Super Bowl? Does this prove that you don't need the best facilities? Because the Chiefs are making an argument, clearly, that you don't need all this extra junk to become back-to-back Super Bowl champions.
I have no idea. Some of the things going viral right now are the treatment of families section for various teams. So this is the one that kind of stood out thanks to Kevin Clark. He said the Chargers got an F when it comes to treatment of families. So while they do provide a family room at the stadium, not every team does. They do provide daycare, but not on site. And the players have to pay. So not only is there for players that have kids and they bring them to the game on game day.
How much?
$75 for the first child, $50 for each additional child per family. Not on site. So you got to drop them off.
What do you mean not on site?
On your way to the stadium here in Los Angeles.
Where? It's some like rando daycare center on
maybe
the
it's
way
in
down?
Hollywood Park, Mike. Maybe
this
there's
is
like
crazy.
A bathroom in Hollywood Park and they
SoFi
just throw the kids up.
Is so big. You mean to tell me there's not rooms that they can be like, bring your kids to and let somebody watch them? Like, come on.
The major complaint
it's
from players.
It's not even in the. Wait. Yeah. Hold on. Even in the building?
Not even in the building. Off site.
It's like somewhere on Jefferson?
Who knows? Imperial.
So wait a minute. They play a
Prairie.
Game. Right? And then they've got to get out of the game, shower, do the media, change, fight the same traffic that 60,000 other people.
SoFi's terrible.
But wait a minute. Terrible. Wait a minute, Cindy. We got to go pick up the baby.
And hope that baby doesn't have hand, foot, and mouth from being with every other kid in there. This is ridiculous.
Inglewood Library. No, I have no idea. Yeah, crazy. So just running down like... For me, the Patriots got an F-minus treatment of families, kind of the same type of deal.
Well, look at how they treated their family
brutal.
On the field.
An F for the weight room? Like, how does every team's weight room not an A?
Exactly.
Like, what are
the
we doing?
The amount of money?
What are we doing? Team travel was a D? I thought the Patriots had those two nice jets, Mike.
Exactly.
And ownership, D+.
Oh.
The Patriots got a D+ in ownership?
For ownership.
Mr. Kraft, what's happening there, huh?
And I thought Bill was the problem.
This is crazy. Some teams still don't offer three meals a day to their players, and the Bucks charge younger players $1,750 for the season to have their own hotel room on the road. We're gonna post this. We're gonna post this on YouTube, and all the comps are gonna be, well, they're millionaires, and da da da. Da. No, but
they're not actually.
A lot of them aren't. And the fact that, like, if you're trying to run a successful business, Google does it like this, and they're slightly successful. Why wouldn't you like give your players these amenities so that they can
also,
do their best on the field?
If you feed your players garbage. They're going to
play
like garbage.
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, what about the shame factor? If you're the Cardinals and you got an F last year, aren't you ashamed of this? And aren't you like bending over backwards to fix this? You'll love this, TJ.
Okay.
In the olden days, in the dark ages when I covered the NBA with the Lakers and the Clippers, you'd walk into Staples and the Lakers would have A++ everything through one entrance. But you'd go around the other side and it would be Jank City. For the Clippers, even down to the snacks in the locker room that we would avail ourselves of in between games. I mean, it was janky.
Why do you think I would like that?
I did, because you love the Clippers.
Well, you painted this in a horrible light right there.
But this is sterling. This is sterling. And it was just, I mean, everything was low rent. Now with Bomber, it's like this is a guy who gets that, you know.
Yeah, he can understand toilets.
He understands toilets.
It's also kind of funny just kind of looking at the... You're looking at the grades here, right? And how that translates to winning. So the Chiefs are the bottom. F-, and they won the Super Bowl. You know? Like the Vikings are at the top. And, you know, obviously Kirk gets hurt this year, but they missed the playoffs. You look at kind of the rankings for head coach. I mean, the Raiders, they hated Josh McDaniels, so they got a D. But, you know, Falcons, Patriots, B-, you know, the coaching things were pretty positive, everyone for the most part. But I was kind of looking at the locker room.
The
locker room was kind of interesting to me. So the Falcons are in a sort of pretty new stadium, right? Mm-hmm. They have an F for locker room.
How?
The Commanders, F-, we know that FedEx, they need an upgrade in a new stadium for Washington. But the Chargers are part of the new stadium at SoFi. There's three locker rooms, right? At SoFi, there's a Rams, Chargers, and then the visitors. The Chargers have an F.
Do the Rams have?
Let's see. Good question. The Rams have a D+. Oh. Like, that is brand new $5 billion stadium. How are the locker rooms anything but an A?
I don't get it. I'm sorry to you. I don't get it. Like, this is simple interior designing, guys. We should go over there. We got to pitch a new show on Roku, and it's called Renovating NFL Stadiums.
Yes.
We're
going
to go
renovate your locker room.
This is a great idea. We're going to go locker room to locker room. We're going to fix the snacks, the weight rooms, what have you.
Yes.
We're going to walk in there. I'm going to dress you guys up real fancy.
Ooh.
And we're going to go in there and renovate all these locker rooms because there's got to be a big budget, people. Like, where's the money going?
And Del Tufo, this is a testament to you. and your dedication, the Green Bay Packers ownership got an A.
Wow. So good job, Mikey.
Congratulations.
That's what we do.
Congratulations.
We vote.
Why does
the
Green Bay Packer ownership have a grade at all?
Because there's
no actual owner. Ownership.
There's owners.
There's fractional owners.
Like this guy on a piece of paper for 400 bucks or whatever.
But
it
also,
is.
Like, okay, let's face it. A lot of these billionaire owners have billionaire size egos. So if you see your ownership is getting a D minus,
Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm a little chuffed.
F minus for ownership.
That's horrific.
Stunned.
That's insane.
Or do they not care because, I don't know, the air smells so good up there?
Pittsburgh Steelers, F for ownership. Stunned.
We know some of those owners. I don't get it.
The Hunts and the Rooneys.
What?
Two of the founders of the league. Right. They're just at the bottom.
I mean,
Bob Kraft, D plus. Shocked.
I like the head coach ones.
Shocked.
The head coach ones are pretty good.
Don't you want to unpack this a little bit more, though, Chris? I mean, selfishly speaking, from a New England perspective,
yeah,
we think of Robert Kraft as being the beloved owner. Like, I think it's actually
one of the
print
top
everywhere.
Owners in the
beloved
NFL.
Owner.
Right.
By the way, the
why
head
are they
coach
giving
is,
him that grade?
It's pretty good.
D plus.
I like the head coaches.
The coaches were all positive.
Yeah, but they're all teams that are like made the playoffs a lot. If you look at it, a
but
lot
for
of
coach,
them.
The lowest grade was the Raiders. But obviously, those
that's
guys hated Josh McDaniels,
yeah.
So
this is like,
that's not a surprise.
Who got the highest grade?
The highest grade for coach. There were three A pluses were Vikings
and
Lions, and Chiefs.
Yeah.
Had to be Chiefs, right?
Right.
Don't you think that Andy Reid must be the most popular?
And when
coach
you think of
the
teams who got A's, there were a bunch. And it's all the ones you would expect. Mike McDaniel, Nick Sirianni, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McDermott, Mike McCarthy, TJ, there you go.
Like, what are you?
What did Belichick get?
Pete Carroll, Sean McVay. Belichick got a B minus. I think one of the big complaints was is that the players didn't feel like Bill valued their time.
He doesn't.
Right.
I mean, here's
not
breaking
surprising.
News. Breaking news. He doesn't value your time because it's his time.
And he didn't want their input. Like, yeah, no kidding.
That's so weird to say that of Bill Belichick. So,
anyway, it's if you go to the NFLPA.com website,
so
you can find the report cards. And it's just kind of interesting. It's like, you know, the combine hasn't really started yet, TJ. The individual drills start tomorrow. So this is kind of something that gets dropped. Yeah, on the, you know, the slow news day of a Wednesday combine week. And it's kind of fun to digest and discuss and kind of break down. Does it mean anything? I don't know. I think your point is great, Susie. It's the shame of
it's
the
humiliating.
Oh, yeah, it's like, humiliating. If you're in charge of these teams and you're getting D's and F's.
I'd be embarrassed.
The best team in the league 2 years in a row. Out of the last five. I didn't do great in high school, and like if I took this report card home,
I was gonna say it looks like my report card.
I mean, D plus, C minus, F, F, D.
They are all grounded in my household.
Oh my god, you're
grounded.
The Chiefs, right? Yeah, the Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah,
crazy.
That's the team I'm talking. F my like we Brockman. I showed you an Instagram post where apparently the Hunts have like a 3-story apartment inside of the stadium.
Inside the stadium.
Maybe they should take some of those funds and reallocate them to the locker room. But then again, it's like, what's your argument? What argument can you make? It's like the team is suffering. Is it? Because we just had the parade.
Exactly.
So we're not suffering that much.
Like, By the way,
is he collecting sun rays from the glint off of the Lombardi so he doesn't really care? Well, Chris,
TJ, I know that like. Oh, but you're not a Miami guy, right?
I don't love it. But
no, the effing travel.
But Miami,
me.
I mean, every player should want to go to South Beach. Treatment of families, A minus. Food and cafeteria, A. Nutritionist, A. Locker room, A.
I mean,
training room,
yeah.
A. Training staff, A minus. Weight room, A plus. Strength coaches, A. Travel, A. Head coach, A. Ownership, A plus.
I mean, was massage therapist on there, or is it too soon?
That's a free agent destination there, man.
Like, let's go to South Beach, baby.
South Beach is an A plus right
doing,
off the bat,
Mike?
Right? I'm in.
Yeah, think about that though, Chris. If you are Mike, if you're a free agent and you are up in the air, like I don't know how many guys really pay attention to this, but
they
like,
should.
You
yeah.
probably should if you're having a hard time making your decision.
Here's my
and you're like, wait a second.
You're making a family decision, TJ. Don't you think you'd be looking at childcare, nutrition,
absolutely.
The effing travel's what I don't get because every one of these teams
has their own
private jets
right.
they use for the year.
Right.
They use every single same flight attendants, pilots. It's like all they're structured so that they have like a bigger first class for all the coaches and stuff. There's no, if you got an F, what are you driving yourself from like place to place?
It's like major league.
You have to go
major
get a
league
rental
when
car.
They had to take the bus.
Some of these teams are taking soul plane.
Snakes on a plane. Snakes on a plane.
I take pilot Snoop any day.
Tennessee, Washington, and Tampa, F for travel.
It's exactly.
Like, come
like,
on.
How do you get an F?
But
your
Mikey,
teams are
Mikey,
billions of
Mikey,
dollars.
Mikey, you know that some of those planes are older planes, and there's a whole hierarchy of who sits where, because there are three acrosses. And usually that they do give the players three across to spread out. But we watched in that Patriots talk the other day some old-school shots, and Tom Brady's like, he's riding a middle
like a
seat.
Middle seat, kind of crammed.
All 6'4", crammed in.
2002, 2003.
He didn't have seniority yet.
But the Patriots got a bad grade. They got those Jets. Like, I want to know what's going on in those the Patriots Jets.
Maybe people are trying to open the door. Like, what are
they? Don't they serve donkeys? Isn't there like a free donkeys in the locker room?
These people are not serving warm nuts on their flights. And
hot towels and warm
nuts. Can I get a chocolate chip cookie?
Come on, man.
I want some cookies.
By the way, speaking of the Patriots and their grade for Bill Belichick and the concern that they didn't have their own time, their free time.
Bill didn't care about
feel
their
so
time.
So bad about that
didn't
for
care
you.
About their time and input.
The director of scouting, Elliot Wolf, basically said at the combine, the Patriots are looking forward to moving with an open, kind of less hard-ass type vibe in the building. Oh, really?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, breaking news there, right?
It's like when you get divorced, you're not going to, you know, get back with the same type of person that your ex was.
Right? I mean...
By the way, didn't they poach Michigan's strength and conditioning coach?
Yeah, so that's going to go up.
So, yeah, that's maybe a B minus now. We'll have to ask Rich.
This is exactly. New Orleans is one of the best towns for food. Just go to Bourbon Street.
All right, let's take a break, Mikey. I know you want to talk food, but let's go back to
Rich
football.
Let's take a break.
Let's ask Rich what the grades are for the Rich Eisen
show. You know he's going to say Chargers.
We do that. Rich doesn't.
Rich Eisen, when we come back.
I do believe it was the first time that we met. I'm going to bring this up. It was in the city of Houston.
That's right.
It was the first ever Super Bowl the NFL Network had ever covered. But you and the entire Manning family strolled into the Gatorade suite. And who did you hear singing karaoke in the Gatorade suite that night?
It was a beautiful voice.
Would you say, like, voice, in terms of...
It was like an angel bringing us in. Mm-hmm. And there we walk in and we see Rich Eisen, karaoke. Dominating.
To basically, by the way, nobody else in the room, right?
Yeah, just solo. Just, you know, you get a little practice.
There was me and my buddy. There was nobody else.
What song, Eli?
That is a good question.
Sinatra.
Sinatra?
I forget which one it was.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, did you have to ask?
Yeah.
Seriously, it was me and my buddy. And
I remember we walked in and we joined now, but we joined right in.
You did sing, right? All did get on the mic.
I think we got up there, you know, we can't turn that down.
No, I know. And right. It was honestly me.
It was obviously like pre-cell phone, no one had a camera. You didn't worry about anybody filming.
Yeah, so there's no video.
You get up and sing. You saw karaoke, you sang. You don't think twice.
It was just the moment.
Yeah,
that's
the
it.
Moment.
You didn't have to memorialize it. It was me, my buddy Doug. And then it was, I think, your entire family.
Yeah, probably
right?
The whole crew, yeah.
Your mom and your dad. You and Peyton and Cooper.
And Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. what do you have a go-to karaoke song, Eli, at all?
It's changed over the years, obviously.
Has it really?
You kind of go with the times. You know, Footloose has always been one, just because you can kind of dance with it. But now, you know, it's tough. It's tough to do karaoke now. Mm. You're just kind of worried, you know, people are filming all the time. Then they judge. And, you know, I get judged enough. I don't need to be judged on my singing ability. That's for fun.
Yes. Now,
you know, everybody's made it too serious.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Guess who's stopping by now, guys? Without further ado, it's Rich Eisen joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hi, honey.
Hello. How are you, hon?
I'm great. We're having fun. Brought the guys breakfast, as always, you know.
Is it wrong that I also, when I say hun, I mean Del Tufo as well? Is that okay?
Thank you, Rich.
I didn't think you were talking to me.
Nope.
Our friend Sam in Fort Worth asked me if I could do a class for wives out there. I said, you don't want any part of this.
What would that class be? What would that? I don't understand.
I think
what
just
would the
being awesome.
Curriculum?
Just being
what
awesome.
What would the curriculum be? Okay.
How to outbook your husband? Pete Thamel joining us, by the way, in the third hour.
Is he?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when you reached out to me this morning, and told me, hey, you know, Pete Thamel, we're trying to reach out to him. I looked across the table at my brunch mate and mentioned this to him, and he immediately FaceTimed Pete Thamel.
Oh no!
And told him that Susie Schuster was looking for him and that he needed to do the show. And then flashed the phone in my direction when I just went like that. So I'm glad that this came through because you know who that person is, right, Suze?
I do.
That person.
I do.
His name is Pat McAfee. So McAfee helped book the show today.
I can't decide whether I'm happy about this or I feel outflexed.
No.
Can I really feel smug about this if I got help?
Susie, can I jump in here real quick?
Yes, please.
Your husband.
Such a good guy.
Could have taken that story to the grave, right? He could have allowed you to believe that you had booked Pete solely on your own merits.
Hold on a second. No. Excuse me.
And he did this to you. I don't like that.
Of like 1950s housewife
thing?
The
story isn't. First of all,
I'm doing you like that.
Hi,
I'm
honey.
Chipping.
No, I love sitting in this seat. Sorry.
No, I think the details of the story are
pretty
I was
cool.
trying to be helpful.
Also
be helpful.
Very cool.
Also, but the first thing he said to Pat was, I know Susie's already reached out.
Oh, okay.
So, and he said he was doing it. So I'm glad that you've done this because I can't book Pete Thamel. So there's that.
I think the bigger headline here is you're having brunch with the enemy.
What is it? Why
the enemy? No, he's here in LA.
Wow.
He is not the enemy, Chris. No. Why would you refer to him as that?
Because he's from New England. That's why.
Yeah. You know, but Pat's our.
That's our guy.
Yeah, but
our
he played
guy
for
a long time.
He played for the Colts, and that's never going
to
sit well.
And Chris is trying to play a role here because back in the day, you, Chris, were one of the first ones to say, this guy, McAfee, is awesome.
Oh, for sure.
And we should have him part of our show, our podcast, our show.
12 years ago, I think I said.
Exactly. So you're just playing a role here. All right.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of people at noon Eastern. And, you know, I mean, you could have brunch with anybody in Indianapolis. They're all there. That's all.
But you don't understand. It's a brotherhood, Chris. This is a brotherhood of broadcasters.
This is
symbiosis.
Was Rome and Colin also at this brunch?
Well, excuse me. You know I've had lunch with Colin in the last couple of months, Chris. You know that.
The world
You're playing a role.
The world didn't know that.
I know that. Bad. This is all out there. Bottom line
so
is Pete Thamel's on the show
in
hour three. Yeah, of course. Always.
It's how was brunch? What'd you have?
Yeah,
Where'd you go?
Did you bring your own eggs?
Did you bring your own eggs?
BYOE? Is that what you're saying? What?
Are you trying to say something? Is this like an above-table conversation or below?
You still haven't watched Curb this week. If you watch Curb this week, when I let off with gratitude on Monday, you will get and you will laugh your head off at this egg joke.
That'll be a homer.
I did not bring my own eggs.
That was funny, Chris. I'm going to tell you that now.
All right, what'd you have?
I had eggs.
So he got the brunch before 11 is what he said.
Egg whites.
Yeah, before 11.
Egg whites. Yep.
You got
egg whites.
He got here before 11.
No green vegetables. You went full Al Michaels this morning.
And Pat was an outstanding brunch friend.
Pat had a steak,
it was great.
For sure.
On the way out the door, we said hello to Wes Welker.
Hey. Hey.
We're sitting here at the counter.
Wes Welker.
Yeah. Welker.
Wes Welker. I believe
hey,
he's on
you?
The Dolphins. He's on the Dolphins' staff. I did not bring up how one of his famous moments in Indianapolis once led to the supposition that one individual can't throw it and catch the ball.
Oh, yes.
Didn't bring that one up.
I
left that to myself. Or to bring it up on this program when we're
all having a conversation. Wes Welker played with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and didn't win a Super Bowl.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. That's
sad. Isn't that crazy?
Hurts my heart.
That's insane.
Painful.
I mean,
and by the way, and he should have caught it.
Yeah. So. By the way,
hit both his hands.
Maybe he would have won one then, just right?
But Wes looked like he could give us some snaps. He looked great.
All right, good.
And so, yeah, it was a fun brunch. And Pete Thamel's on the show on hour three, and that was all you, Suze.
So what did what did you talk about at brunch, Rich? I
don't think that's suitable for air, Suze.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. We just talked about, you know,
it's just us here. We're just chatting. Yeah, no, we just want to know.
It was great. It was great. Pat is just great, and he is, as you might imagine, Mr. Indianapolis. The meal was interrupted many times, and
sleeves or no sleeves?
A full sleeve. It's cold out, dude.
Oh yeah,
it's cold.
Yeah, but you can still show the guns.
This is not fodder. This is not conversation fodder. There's got to be other stuff to talk about.
Did you go to Steak and Shake yet? That's what I want to know, Rich.
Whoa,
Mike, I arrived at midnight last night. If the answer to that was yes, it would be a major problem for me, and not just because Suze would frown upon such late night
dining. Rich is trying to stay below 200, Mike.
I was watching Ricky Stenicki last night. I mean, I don't know what you were doing, but I was watching Ricky Stenicki because Jeff Ross is going to come in for tomorrow.
Yeah, you're being a professional.
That's
Suze.
Right, I try.
And I'm glad that you're doing that. And so I'm getting ready for. I've got a meeting later on today, heading over to the stadium to talk about 4 days of television. I'm jacked up.
All right, let's get your opinions. Let's get right into this, Rich. Then let's
sure.
Okay,
what do you got?
Let's just go Jets right away. Joe Douglas talking about Zach Wilson's future with the team. Let's hear what he had to say.
There's not much.
Well, I've had good conversation with his agent, Brian Ariel. We've given them permission to talk to other teams about a trade. I'm going to circle back with Brian at some point, either this week or next week, just to see how those conversations go. But other than that, there's nothing else to report.
Well, okay. Yeah, I know. Listen, we already know what the market is for what they could get for Zach Wilson, and it's what the Niners got for Trey Lance, you know? I mean, that's it. Trey Lance was chosen right after him. The Niners got a fifth-round pick from Dallas for Trey Lance, so... You know, it's a fifth-round pick, at least, I imagine, or it's less than that now because the Jets are clearly not going to have him on the team. And the only question is what do the Jets do at quarterback for this season? And the answer is got to have somebody who can grow a 5 o'clock shadow by 5 o'clock. That's for sure, you know. And it's just an unfortunate set of circumstances for this team. And that they're back here at a combine trying to wonder about what their future is at quarterback and, you know, going into the season with Aaron Rodgers and not knowing who's going to back him up. And it's just and also hearing how Mecole Hardman said on a podcast that he thought that things were at a level with the team somewhat unprofessional, helmets on the ground and things like that, which is, you know, those sorts of details that you don't hear from winning teams. Helmets on the ground in practice are a red flag because those things, believe it or not, are tripping hazards. And those are the attention to detail type things that normally you don't hear about from teams that win, like the Kansas City Chiefs. It just is an unfortunate set of circumstances. The Jets have the 10th overall pick. They're going to use it on an offensive lineman to protect their quarterback. And then the question is what do they do from there?
What do you think?
That's kind of all. What do I think is they're going to have to go out and get a veteran quarterback. And it's going to have to be somebody that it would be ironic if it's Joe Flacco, don't you think? At the very end of the day.
You're right.
That the guy that they could have had and gotten off the couch and maybe he could have won a comeback player of the year award for them. Although I doubt it. The Browns are just a better team than the Jets up front, running backs, the whole thing. And I say that knowing that Breece Hall is one of the most dynamite people that the Jets have found in the draft. So I'm just kind of down on all of it right now. And it makes sense that they're letting him seek a trade because he's not going to be with the team next year.
Rich, so you've been there about 12 hours. What have you heard so far? What's the best thing you've heard so far in Indy?
Basically, you know, that Pat likes his eggs with bacon in it. Honestly, that's about it.
In it.
In it. He had to chop up 4 slices of bacon in his eggs. Long story short, I haven't.
That does sound
good. No, it was really good, no doubt.
Not egg whites, though, for Pat.
Not egg whites. No, listen, I haven't been out yet, so okay. I'm heading to the stadium later on, and trust me, my ears will be to the ground. I'm going to be out for dinner tonight. That's usually where you start hearing stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then comes the actual day itself when you're strolling around the building, and you hear a lot. But the interesting piece of news that I read about today, and I'm sure that's why you're having Pete Thamel on, is he spoke to Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. And Caleb Williams says that if he goes to Chicago, he's excited. And listen, if he's sitting out there wondering why that's even part of the conversation, it's because there is a drumbeat that I heard before even getting to this city. It's a drumbeat that he is going to try and control the draft in a way that players usually don't attempt it. And it does appear that he is 100% just throwing him into this mix of the draft, and whatever will be, will be. So I would just counsel my own 2 cents. If it was on this committee of attorneys and media relations people that are on his team, I would tell him, to say exactly what he told Pete Thamel, which is, I'm just like everybody else who comes to this event and decides not to throw, not to go and do anything here except interviews and speak to media. I would go ahead and say, I'm happy to go wherever I want to go, and that I'm excited to go wherever I go. And that's the end of that, because the whole concept about Caleb Williams that people are still potentially not bought on is he going to be a headache when it comes to the conversations of being a rookie and throwing yourself into the mix of the NFL, or you're trying to change the way NFL teams do business with incoming rookies in a way that might ruffle a feather or cause a headache. Again, we're just all looking for flags that I don't think that exist right now, but he should not play into that. And that sense all came from the conversation back in September about, you know, his dad talking to GQ and us also wondering if he is going to forego the draft, if he was going to stay in school, even though that was a weird conversation to have, because no matter how much you make from NIL, it would pale in comparison to starting the clock towards a monumental contract for him by year 4. So makes sense, and I can't wait to hear what else Pete Thamel has to say when he zooms into the show later on.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this with Stacey Dales earlier about character and how so many of these GMs want to assess a player's character in person, how important it is to have character fit into a locker room. Lewis Riddick mentioned that yesterday on What the Football, and he mentioned also about there are a couple people out there who are still reserving judgment on Caleb Williams' character. So it'll be fascinating for you to get in the building and start talking to people. It's all about the hallway conversations, right? In Indianapolis, like a little running in the hallway.
Yeah.
And it's always somebody.
Yeah. It's always somebody who's spoken to this trainer or spoken to that scout, or the assistant spoke this way and they heard about this or about that. But I really haven't heard anything about Caleb Williams' character issues, about being a bad teammate or being somebody that can't be counted on when the chips are down and a third down situation. You know, it's really just red flags that I don't think exist. And I think he'll be number one overall. And the only question is who's going to exact that pick.
Yeah, he's smart and savvy, Rich. I mean, he says all the right things in the article about being excited to get into the cadence again and having a team to build rapport with. He says it's not anxiousness or anything like that. I can't wait to say my first cadence. You know, the guy is smart. I mean, you don't go to school in Southern California without learning how to deal with the media and the attention and the spotlight. We're hearing rumors of up to $10 million coming in. He's had exposure to everything, so he's of course he's going to say the right things.
Absolutely. I hear you. Hey, I have a top five.
No.
Let's do it. Mikey, you ready?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Before we do it, I'll introduce it to you.
Oh, sorry.
I've got, because it is, does kind of all play into what we just had a conversation about. I've got the top five teams that should trade up for a quarterback in this year's draft. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right. So now, before I get to the actual teams on this list, because some of these teams on this list are somewhat down in the middle of this draft and might not, in your minds, have the capital to move up or shouldn't move up because they could take a quarterback in free agency instead and be cool and not give up any of their draft capital. So if you're sitting there thinking that, and maybe you will be thinking it throughout this entire top five, I present to you the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean, when he talked on this very day about what his thought process was when he traded up for Josh Allen in the draft back in the day in 2018. Hit it.
If you can get a franchise quarterback, if he turns out to be a franchise quarterback, it'll be a good move. I mean, we got criticized a little bit for how much we gave up for Josh. And I'm like, well, if he doesn't work out, I'm not going to be here anyway. And if he does work out, nobody's going to give a
Well, right?
Facts. That's factual.
Okay. Right?
Right.
So, funny. That's the way I set things up for you as I go down this list right here.
Rip it.
Starting with the team that's in the Baker's Dozen spot on the clock, and it's the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. Listen, Aiden O'Connell is there, and I see all the Charger fans out there, I mean the Raider fans out there who tweeted me saying how they love AOC, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I just looked at your Twitter bio, and it's got a red MAGA hat on it. Oh, I'm like, but not that AOC. You're talking about Aiden O'Connell. Listen, I think the kid is a quality quarterback. I think he definitely acquitted himself very well. I don't believe the Raiders should go ahead and go into this offseason and figure out, is Russell Wilson the guy, or throw $50 million at Kirk Cousins and try and hook him up with Davante Adams. And I know Davante Adams might be like, really, another rookie quarterback? But yeah, I think if you can trade up and get Jaden Daniels, you can trade up and get even maybe J.J. McCarthy, you can trade up and really go up there and go get Drake May, or heaven forbid, you sell the entire farm. And by the farm, I don't mean, you know, the ranch in Vegas. Listen, my wife's on the set. I'm going to move on here and tell you this. If you can go and get one of these kids and have him go against Mahomes, if you want to say go against Mahomes, maybe you get the next Mahomes and you give up as much as you can to get up from 13. I think the Raiders should decide to go and get a rookie quarterback if they really love that guy. Next up on the list is just two spots up, number 11. Listen, I think they're going to go ahead and re-sign Kirk Cousins. I think that that is their plan. But instead, maybe the Minnesota Vikings use some draft capital, move up and draft a young quarterback and start the clock all over again and use that cap space that you're not spending on your quarterback and give it to Justin Jefferson, quite frankly, and figure out other people that you can sign. Build your team with this young quarterback. The rest of this division, as you know, you've got a young quarterback in Chicago, probably going to be Caleb Williams, and you've got a young quarterback in Jordan Love. Start the clock yourself from the very beginning and build up from there if you're the Minnesota Vikings. Number three on this list is sixth on the list overall. Maybe they shouldn't have to trade up. Maybe they just stay and get Jaden Daniels drop in their lap. But I think it's for the time for the Giants to do what Chris Brockman's been advocating pretty much for 3 years and set up for a future that does not have Daniel Jones as their quarterback. No. I think the Giants starting the clock again, it might be a nice move for Joe Shane and Brandon Bean, who might be feeling a bit of the heat as to their decision-making over the last year and their roster building, to start all over again and get a rookie quarterback and get some fresh blood into the NFC East. Number two on the list is the team that is right in between the number four and five teams on the list. The Denver Broncos are sitting at Baker's dozen. At the actual dozen, 12th overall. And I think the Broncos should decide to move up and, you know, they'll take their medicine with Russell Wilson. I know they just got draft picks back that they've, you know, actually, when I say back, I mean actual draft picks for them to use as opposed to having the last 2 years where they didn't have any. I like the Denver Broncos starting from scratch and Sean Payton getting his young kid and going to work. And number one on the list is I think the Washington Commanders should figure out what to do. Tell the Chicago Bears, you know you love Justin Fields, or maybe you like Drake May just as much as you like Caleb Williams, or you like Jaden Daniels just as much, or you like Justin Fields. How about you stick with that situation? We'll give you some extra picks. You then move down to just the second overall, and you can take anybody you want not named Caleb Williams. Maybe that is Marvin Harrison Jr. And you get Caleb Williams right there in Washington, D.C., which is his home area. And I think the Washington Commanders are the number one team that should trade up and get a rookie quarterback, and that's my
top line. You think we need one more?
All right,
we'll get one more.
There it is. I know we're up against the clock, so we'll get right to it. This would be highly provocative because you're telling your guy that's coming back from an Achilles injury, listen, we're starting the clock on you again, just like Brian Gutekunst did years ago, and I know it would be very, very provocative if the Jets trade up and get another rookie quarterback, and Aaron's like, really? This entire time, I'm sitting here thinking I'm rehabbing and I can play till I'm 45 like Tom Brady. You're going to go ahead and get some fresh blood in here and you're gonna back me up with a rookie? Didn't you see what just happened with Zach Wilson? But I think the Jets need to plan for the future. And lo and behold, did you see one of the teams that Jaden Daniels is meeting with this week? The New York Jets. They might be thinking the same thing I'm thinking. If they fall in love with one of these kids, maybe, just maybe, they go ahead and they trade up and go and get that kid. Instead of the protection for Aaron Rodgers, it would be a highly provocative move. Certainly after they put all their eggs in the Rodgers basket last year, even when he was not being around, I think the Jets should kick the tires on it and maybe consider it. That's why they're my one more on my top five teams that should trade up for a quarterback.
Love it. Have it. Love it. Rich, real quick before you go.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals did it again.
What did they do?
Last night at 6:37. p.m. Pacific time. They posted this. Oh, the one God. And only.
What is this? What's going on? Are they now accepting artwork from people around the country? Like, just to, what is this? What are they doing?
Well, Rich, as you know, we had to have a response.
Do we have Del Tufo?
Show it.
So we got?
Let Show me see. It.
What do we got?
Show
Let me
it.
See. Oh, yeah.
Our
well done,
one and only Michael like Del Tufo.
You're very beautiful. Good there, Mikey. That very actually, svelte.
That is pretty good. Beautiful. I like it.
Hold on. Let me use the lanyard on my combine credential to wipe away the tears. That is just
beautiful.
The one and only.
You are the one and only, Mike.
I know that. They don't.
We also went over the grades that came out from the NFLPA and the Arizona Cardinals. Chris, tell them how they did.
Oh, Rich, Arizona Cardinals at the bottom once again. Have you seen some of these, Rich? I know you got to go.
I have. Well, you have to go more than anyone else.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to grade the Rich Eisen Show. We're going to go around the room. Facilities, bathroom, people who bring breakfast. I get an A. Back on Roku with Rich Eisen, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. Hi.
Hi.
What's up? Hey, I got a bag in my room from the Visit Indy people.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember those.
What do we got?
I got a note, nice personalized note to Rich.
Welcoming you to town. Yeah.
I'm assuming it says welcome to Indy.
Well, better than it saying Rick.
That's right.
That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back to Indy. We're proud to have you here in Indy.
Nice.
We're proud to have hosted this event since 1987. Thought you'd enjoy the enclosed. Here if you need anything during your visitor's stay. That's nice.
What do you got, some gift cards?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, hold on. Some beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll have that. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this. Golf balls with the Indy logo on it.
Nice.
For all your free time in Indy, right?
Oh, there's like a cheat sheet on Indianapolis, art and athletes.
Okay.
They lost me. Reggie Miller. Uh-oh. No thanks.
Uh-oh.
This is a Knick fan. I don't want to hear Reggie. Uh-oh. No, thank you. Oh, yeah, chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Bring
ooh. Ooh. See what kind. Here, open man. Them up.
Oh, yeah.
And then close it up and don't eat them. And bring them home.
It's a milk chocolate race car, Suze.
Oh, for Cooper the Jew.
Cooper the Jew. And then in Indianapolis, it says milk chocolate thoughts. I don't know what that means.
Xander thinks he's going to eat those. That's what his thoughts are, right?
That's what his thoughts are. There's only two, Suze.
What are you going to do about the little girl?
Well, I'm going to knock on other people's doors and say, you're going to have your chocolate.
That's not weird.
Is that weird?
Just a little bit.
Not weird at all.
Maybe just a very little bit.
Myself at home here in Indy.
Back on the radio, Rich Eisen here, joining us from Indianapolis. Susie Schuster right. in, taking the seat for the rest of the week. All right, Rich. So we thought we would do some grading. Some grading, yeah, Rich.
So real quick, though, this NFLPA grading.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So basically, it's the players on the teams just, like, giving their 2 cents on all the amenities that the team offers, from, like, childcare and
exit interview.
Flights. And all so the team knows who it is, right? They know who
it's got to be anonymous, right?
For sure.
But they play. It's you just look at their roster, you know.
Yeah, but you don't know who's voting.
You just got to find.
It's not like in handwriting where they're like, "Oh, that was Mahomes." I can tell by his handwriting. I think it was online submittal.
But the bottom line is, like, let's just say you go over the roster and you see that you've been given a bad grade on childcare, like, you're not going to think it's somebody without a kid.
Like, it wouldn't be
right?
me in the room.
Right. Exactly. Like,
from 53 to 30.
Right. bottom line is if we had childcare at the Rich Eisen Show, mm-hmm. and there was an F delivered in childcare, who's the only one who's got a kid?
Well, there's two. There's Sarah and Chris.
Yeah.
Right.
So it could be one of the two of them.
Okay. But if I knew that Sarah had not put her kid in Rich Eisen Show childcare, but Chris had, wouldn't you think I'd be able to find out who's bitching about it?
Well, if you made me go off-site and charge,
now that's true.
Yes.
Then I heard about that.
You deserve that negative feedback.
Also, Rich, moments before the air, I mean, Chris kind of dressed me down on my parenting skills.
Yeah, he really
skills.
Did. I was shocked.
He told me, you parent your way, I'll parent my way. When I suggested that we take Cage to the car museum, he's like, no way.
And
shut
me
down.
No, that's...
Shut
wow, that is so not this what sounds, actually yeah, happened.
This does not sound accurate. Like,
it's kind of what so happened, not actually,
Susie. TJ, you were there.
No, I said, like, take Cage to the automotive museum. I'm like, yes, that would be awesome. However, he's just going to want to touch and get in every single car. And you're like, that's fine. And I'm like, no,
not that
not
it's fine for him to get in every
like,
car.
Not fine. A kid needs to know some discipline.
We taught Cooper that he couldn't touch all the cars and get in them. And he's 13 and doing just fine. I offered to take your
kid. My kid's a maniac.
I offered to take Cage, Rich, because I love him. And my our kids love him.
Yeah, it's part of the Rich Eisen Show childcare package.
We get an A. You and Sarah could have had cocktails, Moscow mules by the beach.
Chris, you didn't even think about that. You immediately were like, no. You didn't think, wait a minute, I could have an extra 2 hours to do whatever I want to do.
And then I said to him, my son is doing pretty well. He goes, which one? I was like, okay, touche.
Wow.
Yes. Well, knowing Sarah and Chris, they'd walk around the car museum with their own roadie Moscow mules anyway.
Yes, exactly. Well, that last situation. Right.
Well, anyway, so that's the whole thing. When I'm reading this, I'm like, don't the teams kind of know? Yeah. Like, what if somebody's already complained about the weight room and suddenly they get a D in it?
So it
should
be no surprise then.
Exactly.
Rich, let me ask you this. If you were the owner and you see that you get a D plus
I'd be embarrassed.
An F,
the Chiefs unacceptable. Got an F minus for ownership.
Who did?
The Chiefs.
They got,
how?
Their grades are awful, Rich.
And the Steelers. Chiefs and Steelers, F for
Mr.
ownership.
Kraft got a D plus?
Yeah.
D minus?
D plus for Kraft.
What are you talking about?
What are we doing?
They travel in their own plane.
Exactly.
By the way, the plane got a D.
The plane got a D, Rich.
The plane got a D.
Well, exactly. What are they, not serving warm nuts like TJ said?
The Boeings, Mike? The Boeing Maxes? What's going on?
We determined it was Soul Plane that was flying a lot of these guys around. And
I just know that we got an A.
All right.
Whatever that is.
Stay out of trouble, Rich.
I will do that.
Well,
still on Roku.
Still on Roku. Hi, guys. Okay. Hi, everybody on Roku.
Hey, Rich, real quick before I forget, when you have breakfast with McAfee tomorrow, could you put a good word in for me to get some WrestleMania tickets from him?
No.
I know he's got an in. You know?
Oh, we could do that. Sure.
Yeah.
So listen, my tomorrow I'm getting in a workout.
Zooming in your workout, right?
I'm zooming into my workout. Yeah. Uh huh. Then I'll have lunch with Agent of the Stars, Jerry Silbowitz.
What up, Jerry?
Hello.
My Friday brunch is open at present.
Oh.
Saturday, big finish, Adam Schefter.
Oh,
got
Schefter. Yeah.
Brunch with Schefter.
Insta-worthy photograph.
Tuesdays
who would you like to have fill your brunch slot on Friday?
Oh, great question.
Anyone,
I don't know.
Who's there? Rich?
Who's here? I
like
don't know.
Coach?
Who isn't there?
Like who?
Half the coaches aren't here. So, right. I mean,
isn't it weird that most of the coaches aren't there? I don't like that.
No, it's not. You know why they're not here?
Why?
It's because the broadcast is so enjoyable.
Right.
And see,
it makes them feel like they're there because that's my job, to make people feel like they're there.
Hmm.
Rich, Sala's on his way. Hey, you should text him.
I will.
There you go.
Why don't you get together for a little cocktail? Maybe he could be your brunch slot.
Here, Coach.
Yeah.
Here, Coach.
Thank you very much. Aaron. All right, everybody. Listen.
Mellencamp still live in Indiana? You could have
I'll do that.
You visit the pink house.
Small town. Okay. have a great time with Pete Thamel.
Hey.
Can't wait. Pete Thamel joins us when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events, and people would say to me, "Oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro." And I should be like, "What song?" At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists, and they all respect each other, and I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.